We are continuing our Shu'urim on Otot Chaim, Baruch Hashem. We are now on Sha'am Mochim de Tzelim, Perek Dalet. In the original, the old edition, it's Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. And those who have the Matuk Midrash edition, it's Kuf Lamed Aleph. So we're Perek Dalet, we're starting. And we're discussing over here, we're discussing the Keser of Zah. And we spoke about the other Bechinas of Zah. Nahi of Zah, Chagir of Zah, Chabad of Zah. And now we've been discussing for the last few Pachim the Keser of Zah. The question is, in this parak the Arizal is going to be asking, exactly how far does the Keser stretch down? I mean, it was something, again, let's just be magdim a little bit beforehand. Well, what is the Keser? Keser is something which is like we see in this world. Keser is something you put on top of your head. It's not part and parcel of the parts of it. It's always something a bechina mele'ela on top of the parts of. And we actually saw that the Keser is actually built out from the Nahi, the Tani, actually, to be more precise. The Tani of the parts of which is on top of that, which is the Tfuna. Tfuna is feeding down her Tanihi, the Shlish Tachton of Tiferes, plus the Netzach Hod Yisod, is going down and hovering above his head and sort of scratching down, crouching down his back, halfway down the back. That's going to be in place of his Keser. Now, this is not to get confused. There are two bechinas over here we're discussing. We're talking about the Nai HaChadoshim of Tfuna. You know, I see these faces here. One second, let's maybe take it back a step in order to make sure everybody's on the same plate here. So again, we have, how do we bring in Mochim? How do we grow Zah? The way we grow Zah is that we have Tfuna, her Tani will be nichnas inside of Zah, and therefore allow Zah to grow. Okay, so what happens is that the oros which are inside of the Tani of Tvuna will vacate, will go out, and it's going to go on the Shlish Emsa of her Tiferes. The Shlish attacked on the Tiferes, and the Netzah of hers are empty now. Her Kelim are completely empty. So hovering above her Netzah, Hod, Yesod, and the Shlish Tachton of her Tiferes are empty, void of Kelim. What's going to come into those Kelim? We said that's the Chabad. That is the Chabad Zah, meaning from Absag the Ak. We're not going to discuss right now exactly how we got up to there, but we got Absag the Ak, all the higher Bechinas, Mochim, which belong to Zah, are going to trickle down all these parts. Sufim, Atik, Arir, Abba, Ima, all the way down into Tvuna's vacated Kelim. So her vacated Kelim are now full with the Mochim de Zah, are going to go into Zah. Imagine a foot which is going into a sock, which is going into the shoe. Okay? So the actual foot is the Mochim. They're going to go into the vacated Kelim of Tvuna, which is the sock. And both of those, the foot and the sock, are going to go into the shoe, meaning into Zah, which are the actual Kelim.
That's Chabad design.
The Chabad Zah, which is going to be smashed into all Esesfields of Zah. Mm-hmm. Okay, they start in the Mochim and then in Spashi downwards. That's called Tvuna Hayeshonim. Okay, those are the old Tvuna, or call them Tvuna Harishonim. Harishonim, the first Tvunas. Okay? Mm-hmm. The Nahi Rishonim, it's called more specific. The Nahi of the Tvuna, but the Rishonim. Okay?
The Kelim of the
Nai. That's right. The Kelim of the Nai of the Tvuna. Rishonim are Nichnas inside. Now, we have two problems here. We have to now, she has no Nai. Right? That is to say, she has no legs and.
Tvuna.
Right? Tvuna has given over a Nai, has gone into Zah. She's given over her.
It was of Zah.
Her oils have gone up. She has no nai. So where does she get the new nai? So we learned already in the previous pakim that she gets a new nahi from a combination of doubling up his fears. And the two pakim of tachtonim of bina will double, the dat will double, a chesed gvura will double, right? Each one has three pakim inside, and then the two pakim elyonim of tiferes will double. So all that, if you count all those pakim, that's four and a half, four spheres and a shlish. So those four spheres and a shlish will now go down and create her new tani, the shlish atachton of tiferes and her netzer hodis of malchus. So she got a new tani now. That new tani is what we're going to be speaking about today. That new tani is going to create the keser of zah. We spoke about it last week as well. That's the lamed. The lamed is the pshat is standing like this, and then it goes like that, and it goes like that. So zah is over here, the top of the lamed is over here, and then it swoops down to there. Okay. So all that is her tani. Most of it's on top, but it's also swooping downwards. Swooping downwards. Okay, that's going to be the keser. That's going to make a part and parcel of the keser of Zah. Okay, the shot is how far is that keser going to go down in the back of Zah? Is that clear? Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes sense. Roughly. Okay.
Just the oirois achadashim are coming from the fact that Chabad the Tevuna doubled.
Not
what,
the Chabad.
What about?
Only the Shtei Pachim Atachtoni, the Bina,
yeah.
And Dat Chesed Gvura.
Dat Chesed Gvura. Ah, yeah. Dat Chesed Gvura.
Gvura. And the
what do you want? We want Tiferet Mitachad Yisrael.
Yeah. Okay. So, Pegda, let's start. Nevai Ata Inyi Niridas V'Sharshelus Anaya Tvuna HaChadoshim. Now I'm speaking Chadoshim as we made the difference between Tvuna HaYoshonim and Tvuna HaChadoshim. Now, where are they? They're Me'achore Zah. As we explained, that was the Lamed that is hanging back of Zah. V'Atam Shenim Yodim Nimshachim B'Derech Panov Hu. Now his question will be here before finding out how far does it go, is why is she on the back of him, right? Again, she's facing his back. This is the back of Zah, and this is the front of Tvuna. She's facing his back. So most of her is up here, and she's swooping down to the back of him. Why is she not in the front of him? That way they're facing Panim and Panim, and therefore her face, which is where the oilers come out, could be mashpia on his face, okay? In order to give him koach. So the answer is Kadesh Tochal Tvuna. No, that's part and part of the Kasha. Kadesh Tochal Tvuna is Takil. No, this is part of the answer, actually. Sorry. So Nachavah. So the question is, Atam She'eni Yodim and Nishokim Der Ponav Hu. The reason why she's standing behind and not in front, Kadesh Tochal Tvuna is Takil Bifanea, Takil Panea Bipneaza. In order that her face should face hers. Kasher tikov rosh al istakel bo veyod paneya ba'acho eza etikvov rosh al v'tabil b'ponav za shunim namuch mimenu v'tai bo istakel ze. Okay, do you understand what's going on? So again, this is the big tvuna on here, right? And she's going to fold over, and this is the front of za, and her face now will look over to him. You got it? You happy with that? No, he's still with us. Right? She's like this. She's in the back of him. She's above and behind. Right? Like the lamed.
Like lamed.
So she folds over and then she's able to see his face. Right?
Yeah, but that's not this part which is on top of her. Which
yeah, this is
it. This one.
Folds over, right? Okay. But Mashika, if she was over here in the front of him,
yeah.
Right, she wouldn't be able, because if she folds over, she's going to see the back of his head.
Well, why does she have to fold over the stool?
What should she do rather? She should maybe just crouch down. Yeah. So the answer to that is, that's a very good question. The answer to that is that she's too large to crouch down. Right? Even if she were to crouch down, she wouldn't be able to reach his face. That's why it's a funny situation. She has to be in the back of him, and then when she crouches down, she can see his face. Now, Ilu, now the ilu haya regle mishashun klapi ponov, if her she was standing in front of him, nimza panea im peneza, she'll be facing him. So why isn't she in that position? Vinehi gavoh ma'od bod, v'kashe tichov rosh l'stakel bo, ein mistakel ela ba'achoreza. So if she was face to face with him, she's so large, when she bent down, her face would be facing his, the back of his head. And therefore that would not work. Now, okay, so that's the reason why she's in the back of Zan. Now let's understand what.
I don't know where you translate.
If she were, her legs were in front of him,
then
nimsa shepaneya im paniza, she'll be facing him,
mm-hmm.
Right?
And what's the problem?
But when she falls over, and since she's so large,
why do you need to fall over anymore?
But look at my face. Look at my picture. Right. This is Zah,
yeah.
And this is her. She only a minority of her is here. She's yeah. He's facing actually her legs.
Yeah.
Her face is really really high. She's very very high.
Yeah.
So she's as if to say panim b'panim, but she's not really. To really get panim b'panim, she would have to crouch over. If she were to fold over now, she would face his head, the back of his head.
Meaning, if the raglaim would be panim b'panim,
right?
Then the top in order to be panim b'panim,
tikov raglaim,
and that's what makes sense.
That wouldn't help because we want her to be mayor on her on his panim in order to give him koach. And the only way that could be is that she's so big that it would have to be that she's in the back of him.
That the raglaim is in the back.
Raglaim, yeah. She's standing behind him, yeah. Now, v'hine, shiur oris pashtu zishtal shilu znai chadoshim nizkorim b'acho eza hu ad siyum shlish elyon de tiferes de za shu kenele chazo shilu. So how far, where is she exactly? So again, this is za. This is, let's say this is his chest. This is the back of his chest. So her legs are as far down as the chest. That's as far as she goes. Asher misham lemata yotze Rachel nukva dezah be'achor ezah keniska. And we know that's exactly the position where Rachel is, because we know the story is that here's Zah again. So this is the back of Zah. This is the front of Zah. Rachel is exactly by, this is the chaz of Zah, this is the chest of Zah, this is the back of this chest, so she's over here. She's mamish by the chaz. Okay? So you just imagine, Tvuna is her raglaim coming all the way down there, as mistayim by the head of Rachel.
Can you repeat
Zah? This is Zah, Zah's facing this way.
Okay. Zah's facing this way.
Zah's facing this way, and this is his chest, so this is the back of his chest.
Okay.
Rachel is over here. Her head starts at his chazim.
Rachel.
Right.
What is all about now? Rachel is
nukva, right? And she's behind by the chazim. That means that Tvuna's raglaim is mistayim.
What do you mean about Yisrael Nitzach is the chadashim of Tvuna?
Yeah.
Which is above Zah.
Who? Tvuna?
Yeah.
Okay, that's Tvuna. I'm talking about Rachel now. Not to be confused, right? Tvuna is the part of Alav.
Sorry.
After Tvuna.
Tvuna,
this is her legs, Tvuna. It comes down to the Chazer.
And
she's underneath. Oh, yes. This is Rachel, Nukva, Dizah, Ba'achor, Ezah, Kenizka. Remember, we have the tvuna arishonim that went in the panimis of Zah, and that was mistayim, where also by the chazan, right? That is equal zu vezu, right? The panimis, the tvuna arishonim are mistayim by the chazan, the panimis of Zah, and the tvuna achadoshim are mistayim. Ba'achor Zah, also by the chazer. So they're mistaim exact same space over there.
Tvuna chazashim is not inside.
Tvuna chazashim are outside, on the back, right? Mistaim in the same place.
I mean, Tvuna chazashim is not creating any chelek of Zah.
Only the kesef. Bimkom the kesef, that's what we're discussing here.
Yeah, but in the meantime, kilu tuna rishonim. Yeah, tuna rishonim create za. This tuna is not creating za. It's a
kesef.
Yeah, kesef.
Kesef, which is davar chitzin. Chitzon to Zah, right? You learn it, 100%. Sham kenegdo mebuchutz mistayim. It takes a minute. Sham kenegdo mistayim and nay chadoshim a chitzonim, right? They're outside. Now, av a pishinai de tuvon a chadoshim shu'urim kishu'or nay rishonim. The truth of the matter is that they seem to be the exact same size, right? The nay chadoshim are the exact same size as the nay yoshonim. And it's poshto Zah, because the nay chadoshim. The Nai Chadoshim are taking the place of Nai Yishonim, right?
Yeah.
She lost her Nai, she got a new Nai, so the exact same thing. So if the Nai Chadoshim, Nai Yishonim go inside until the Chazim, the Nai Chadoshim are going to go to the Chazim as well.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be, I mean.
What? What do you mean? This is the exact same size.
Yeah, but Bifnim Bachut doesn't have to be the same.
Oh. Well, the emphasis is that the Nai Yishonim, I told you originally, the Akdoma actually was mispashted all the way to Zah.
Yeah.
All into Zah. So, but they made out of the same stuff. At the end of the day, Nai is Nai. We're going to just call it Nai Chadoshim. What's the difference? The difference is one's Bechutz, one's Bifnim. Manafkamina. Because if it's one Bechutz, then, if one's Bechutz, then what's happening is taking the long way around. Taking the long way around. The Hainu is when you look at the Tvuna Ay Achadoshim, what's happening over here? Tvuna Achadoshim are getting a longer me'akiv and go all around, and therefore it's mistaken by the Chazi Bachut. Masha Enke, the Panimi is the Tvuna Yashonim are going directly in, they're not taking this curvature, and therefore they're able to go all the way to the Spashtus, all the way into Zah. Let's read that again. Now, we are in Shal Mokim Tzelem Perek Dalet. Perek Dalet, we're just starting over here. We're discussing the Nai Chodoshim, which is creating the Keser of Zah. V'hine, Shir Orech is Pashtush, Afarpi, Shinaihi de Tfuna Chodoshim, Shuram Kishur Orech Nai Rishonim, because Nai is Nai, in Koze, we find a chilik between them. The Ayin, we find the Nai Yeshonim on his Pashtush all the way into the Esses Sphiros of Zah. Masha Einkin, the Naya Chitsoinim, or the Naya Chadosh, Om is Pashtim only to the Chazer. Why is that? Imkos, the Ein Adoim is Pashtim Bifnim, Biyosha, Ela Chitsoinim, a Nichfofim, Omit Akmim, Vnichfolim, Omis Pashtim, Bachore, or of Zah. ולכן, since we're taking such a long way about, לכן, הנאי הראשונים נכנסים בתוך זה, מתפשטים עד סיום רק לזה. They go, the הנאי הראשונים, or ישונים, they go all the way to the end of זה. ונאי החדושים נכפופים ונעקמים לאחור, אינו מהגים רק עד כנגד חזדים. It's possible, right? One's taking the crooked way, one's taking the ישר, and therefore they come out to be different, ending off in different length. V'hine, al yedei hispashtus nai chadoshim ha'ilu ba'achor zah ad achazer, nimtza shekol achorayim lezah mitkasim, ve'en chitzonim ve'andinim sholtim ba'oisam achorayim elyonim lezer. So what do we see? W, so with us, what do we see? That the back of zah is completely covered. Kol achorayim lezah mitkasim. Why is that? Because you have the Naya Achadoshim now, right? Because she vacated her Naya Yashonim. Therefore, that was given over to Zah. She has no more Naya. She had to create a new Naya Achadoshim. And these new Naya Achadoshim coming in the back of her and covering over the back of Zah. Why is it covering the back of Zah? Because we know there's a Mitzvah called the Chitzonim. And the Chitzonim love Shefa. That's the way they survive. And therefore, and where do they get the Shefa from? From the Achoraim of the Patsufim. Therefore, of Zah, you need a protection of Zah's Achoraim. Therefore, this is another tafkid of the Naya Chadoshim, to protect the Achoraim de Zah. Okay? The only problem here is that we have a major problem, actually, because he says the word is a kol achorayim dezah mitkasim. Because before he says it's mistayim, these achorayim mistayim are to the chazer, that means only to halfway down the back. So you can say that they're covering half, but you can't say it's covering the whole back.
Rachel.
What?
Rachel is beneath this, no?
Oh. What?
There's Rachel underneath.
Oh, that's what you have to answer. You have to answer that Besach HaKol, including Rachel, it's not only the Nai Chadoshim going to, because the Loshon here is Hine, Alidei Spashtus Nai Chadoshim Ha'elu, Ba'achoizah, Adachazah, Nimsa Shekol Ha'chuzah.
Ah,
Tzuzam,
okay.
The answer is that together, others want to give a different tale. They want to say that Kol HaChuchayim HaElyonim. They want to add in that Kol HaChuchayim HaElyonim till the back is covered. All that's covered over. Okay. Yeah, go to the same
thing.
Yeah, at the end of the Mitzvah is Taka. The same that the Rochel will be covering over the other side of the other half of the back. But any Chitzonim, the Adin, Misholti, Ba'oiz, HaChuchayim HaElyonim, Dizah.
Ah, yeah, because, yeah. I have a question mark on the word Elyonim.
I don't have Elyonim.
Ve'adinim sholtim be'otam ha'achorim Elyonim de Zeir.
Oh, you have a Gersa Elyonim? I don't have a Gersa.
No, but that goes into the second Firuz. According to my Firuz, there's no point Elyonim because the Chelek HaTachton is with Rachel.
Right.
But if you like the second Firuz, you don't have the Elyonim?
No, I don't have Elyonim.
Yeah? I got a question mark. I mean, I got on my.
I don't have Elyonim.
I got the
base. That's right. Okay, let's go back to Veda. The Kol HaBechinas Orot V'Chivarti. Oh, this is a new sugya here now. Now this is very, very interesting over here. Now we have to understand, besides everything we've learned, when you learn the Zohar, B'Prat, the Idras, right, the Idras Zutra, the Itrim, all the Idras, we'll find that they speak about a Metzias called the Chivarti. The Chivalti, let me explain what the Chivalti are. The Chivalti are the spaces on the skull of the Patsufim. Okay, so besides everything we learned about all the spheres and the Chabad Chagin and the Kes and all these things, we learn a new Bechina called the Chivalti. The Chivalti, these are the white spaces, the white spaces between, if you spread your hair, you'll find there's white spaces, the part in between the hair. So there are white spaces, there are 13 of them. Yud Gimel Chivalti.
Mm-hmm. Now, the head also parts of the face which don't have hair on them as well.
No, that's something else. That's the Yud Gimel Tikkun Dikna. That's something
the
else.
Where there's no, there
that's
no
part of the Dikna, yeah. The Puchik Kaddishim are yeah. Also part of the Yud Gimel Tikkun Dikna. But anyways, you have the Chivalti, which are the 13 areas around the hair, and they create the Dikna, by the way. They create the Dikna, they create the Nimin, they create all these different parts of Zah, of Arachampin, and also that those are, by the way, those are the Yud Gimel Tikkuni Dikne, those are the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. That's why we all, you know, during whatever, various times of the years, we call upon them, and they get their source from the Chivalti.
That's the Shinayin Ches, which is that once.
That's right, Shinayin Ches, yeah. Now, so these Ne'urim, these are lights. What are they? Be'etzim, they're the Kulu Rachamim, Be'bechinus Rachamim. Okay, that's why you get the Tikkun Dikna, the Yud Gimel Midas, the Rachamim, and they flow all the way down to the Partzufim. And the Rav says in different places that wherever you find in Arich, because Zohar speaks about Arich, you find also by Zah. So you find the same Metzius over there. Again, besides all the Bechinas we learn about the Eser Sfiras, we have a new Bechina called the Chivalti. Now, that Chivalti is going to come down and going to be part and parcel of a covering over Zah. They trickle into Zah, and that's going to be a protective cover for Zah. Now, what are they? They translate Gufa into this Nai Chadoshim. These Nai Chadoshim take the form of this Chivalti, this covering over of on top of the head of Zah. So let's see that. V'dah, shekol b'chinas oise chevra v'halavanoinis sheba'achore orev Zah. Now we have white parts, not only on top of the head, we have white parts on the back of the neck as well. The kol alevanoinis achore guf between the ketufaim shelo, between the guf, as far as the back. Kulahem b'chinas elo raglaim de'ima or tfuna in our case. Asherhem b'chinas hakeses shelo amakif etza. So again, Gevaltik, not only do we know the Chadoshim are protecting from the Chitzani, but also they have this exterior Bechina called these Chivalti. But often you call it a Chevrotza or Chivalta, a Niska b'Idra Rabba, an Idra Zutra as well, שיש למעלה בגולגולתה, on top of the head, that they flow down, וכן אויזה הרחבלת המספש באחוריים, not only on top of the head, but also flow down to the back, הכל הוא בבחינס כסה הניסקה, הכויסה ומעקב לזה.
The keter goes down even beneath
the back. Yeah, to the back. We just said, you know, the legs of Tvuna, the netzach hod yisod.
Yeah, even I understand but to see that the keter goes till the.
That is all. That is the keter. Yeah.
Where is chokhmah starting from?
The chokhmah is in
the. So the keter going even beneath chokhmah.
Yeah. Think about a nice hat, nice long hat with a.
Yeah, maybe you can. No, we don't have spheres, so it's a keter normally is above chokhmah.
That's what you think, right? So yes. We're learning what keter actually means is a protecting covering, right? So it starts up here. That's the ikke keter, that's the tiferes of tvuna. But the netzach hod yisod of tvuna is actually going all into the middle of his back, to the chazir.
It's on the outside of him.
Outside, this is not yet.
Yeah, because it's too high to be on the inside.
That's right.
And the fake could be even bigger.
Yeah, the chokhmah is the first one which can actually be inside.
So,
yeah, but still is. Yeah. What's more partial, the penimius or the chitzonius?
The chitzonius.
No, this keter is the malam, the chokhmah.
Yeah, but as I said, if it's more choshev, how is it lower than chokhmah?
Because it's outside.
From the outside, it's not inside. Yeah. Well, even though it's lower.
It's like
makif.
Ah.
It's a makif. Okay, well, let's see more of that. With this, so much calls to be either rabbi, that's וזה לשון, ההגול גולטו נפיק חד איבר חברו ונחיס, and it goes down לגול גולטו דזה, so it starts off from אריך and it trickles all his חיוולתי, one שטיקל וחברו of that trickles all the way down to the back of his neck, all the way down into the back of זה, זה ודה יורד אחורי רישה דאריך. So that's the important begin to understand. Another bechina is called the kotz desare.
You mind to repeat? Umegul golta nafik chad ibar chivar de nafik shigul golta desa. I understand this. Zevada yored achorei risha de arich.
Yeah, it starts off in the back of the head of arich,
yeah,
and then goes all the way back down, and it falls onto the head of the gulgolta of da.
So we are talking about this is keta de arich.
The arech would lead into the tvuna, and the tvuna would lead finally into zah. That's what it comes out to be.
Ah.
So it's all one thing. So this chivalti, this shefa, which has come down originally from the chivalti of tvuna of arech, will flow into and create this naichadoshe, which will then flow onto zah. Another bechina is kotze desara. Now what does that mean? The da. כי על הלבו ונוינס הזה שהוא בכנס קטד הנזכר, right? On top of this, why is it called white, by the way? Why is it depicting the רחמים שבו? שהוא סיום הרגליים בתבונה החיצוני, as we said, all these בכנס are ממש די תבונה החיצוני, או תבונה החדושים, נמשך ומלביש עליהם בכנס חד קוט דסרה, הנמשך מראש דזה דר אורפו, בין שתי כתפיים כניסקה בעידר רב דף קוף חף טס ונמשך גם כן עד חזה דזה עד דחסה לכסה המחושף לובן מחסוף הלובן אשר שם לכן נמשך קוטה דסרה דרך האחוריים. So we have this new בחינה called this קוטה דסרה, which is a lock of hair, this group of hair, this one stick of hair, right? This is getting very, very depictive, isn't it? It's coming down again from Arich all the way down, and it's all this bechin we find it. I would find by Zai as well, which is going to be on top of this chivrata that we found. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to cover over this giloy of we had of the ora rachamim, which is called the chivrata, and that's the bechinas that you have over there. Okay, so you have za, and then on top of za you have the nai chadoshim of tvuna, which is this chivrata, and then you have the kotza, which is on top of that. Okay, so you can just imagine za with his long drooping hairstyle all the way down the middle of his back. And you wonder, you know, we grow the beard because it's midas rachamim. To be doime, why we grow beard? Anybody knows why we grow beard? We grow beard because these are midas, these are rachamim, these are koichos. These are koichos. We're doime to the patsuf and elyonim.
The
cholefiza. Right, I can make you like you make it.
That's only in Zal.
What?
Only in Zal, the hair is the higher bechina.
We're Ben Zal, no?
Yeah, but if you want to be like Arik, then the dikna is more kosher than the Saris, no?
Listen,
that's why people, that's why Hasidim shave off their hair.
I know, that's the kasher. That's a lock of hair, lechol, it should be. We should all walk around with a ponytail. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the back. We're going all the way back and doing the halfway down the back of my back. Anyways, we're all time, Shani. We're also a different time. Why it's going in the back, this lock of hair, why it's going in the back and not in the front, in order to lo yechassad upon him dezal. Lechein him shal de'ach.
Do we need it? Bishan, according to the first time, you say we need to cover something.
We need to cover, right?
But why do you need this? According to the second time, why does this exist?
Why it exists? No, it's not. There's no steals in Tehutim. It's just Tosefes Tam. Tosefes Tam. So Avada there is there to protect it. And if it's going to protect, maybe it's going to protect the front as well. No, it can't protect the front because
we want the front to be.
Well, that's the answer, right? Shelo lechos the ponim because we want the ponim to be meir letachtoinim, right? So we want the ponim actually.
It doesn't need protection. Ponim. Huh? The ponim doesn't need protection.
Okay, I hear. But there's another bechina why sometimes the face we do find sometimes the face is covered because sometimes we find that when we're not doing the bnei tachton are not doing what we're supposed to be doing, then the face takeh is covered.
There's no stam a musag of kotza disare which the etzem has to be here. The question: why is it in the achoreim and not in the front? And there's two answers. It has to be achoreim because they will cover the kiss there. And second of all, you could not have had it in the front because we want the front to be the milui.
Yeah.
And there is a musag of kotza disare without any minu bede. Is not coming just to cover the keser, it exists be'etzem min ube. Now we use it as well to cover the keser.
Why is it there be'etzem?
Why
is it there for? Is it covering? Is it covering?
It could be all the reasons there are for too.
Yeah. Okay, let's continue. Veda. Veda. Kihine nizbar shekotz desar malbish al hahi chivuta. Shehem, what's the chivalta? The chivalta, what is it? Shehem, nay chadosh in the tvuna. Vine, lemata me'ayit chivalta yatzta leya eshet Yaakov. Another more potim here. Now, what came underneath of this chivalta? That's leya. Eshet Yaakov, achore zam mechetza ulimala. O mistayemet gamken ader chaze. Right? So, what do we have? We have Rachel. Okay, let's take the picture again. So we have Zah over here. This is the front of Zah, this is the back of Zah. We have Rachel over here. She starts at the Chazeh, and Leah will start at the Das de Zah all the way down to the Chazeh. So therefore, there's one Leah which is on top of Zah. There. Now, besides that, you have the Nai Chazoshim over Leah, and then you're going to have the Kutah de Sara on top of that. Okay, so you really have his back really covered now because you have Leah there, you have Rachel, and then you have the Nai Chadoshim, and then you have the Kotel Tzav over there, right? We speak about these in the Kamonis a lot, and this comes over and over again. The Nai Chadoshim, the way his hair comes over and covers over. Now,
we do speak about the Kotel Tzav.
Yeah, we do speak about the Kotel Tzav. Yeah, yeah. Kasher nichnas zemochim the Tovza. Now. Therefore, take this over. Ki halo hi yotze takef. Now, Leah, she comes out straight away. But mokum a das dezam me'achurav kenor. She starts by the das and stands on the chazan. Kasha nichnasu amochim toch zah. Because as soon as mochim or goes inside the zah, Tekev yatsta dech achore bechinas leya kiniska. Goes there. He has a hole by his chazit that transfers always the shefa. Right? He always takes the shefa. A chelik he takes for himself, and the chelik he gives over to the nukva. That's going to be transferred into the das the leya that creates him. Kasher chona kese al roshed zam. Yodu gam nay chadoshim. שנספשתו ונמשוך עד חזי כניסקה והלביש וקוסו את לאה עומדת שם פניה כנגד אחרו הזן. He should know that her face is not the same direction as Rochel. Rochel is back to back with Zah, and Leah is actually facing the back of Zah. So therefore his back is completely covered. Leah is facing his back, and Rachel is facing her back. Is her back?
No. He says the kota de sari is covering the back of Leah, and therefore and achitzim shultim. It goes back on kota de sari.
Right. We have the nay chadoshim, and we have the kota de sari. We have all these bechinos over there. The galalu ben shum and mamtik agvur the dinim akashim shabachurayim. The Leah can know that. Also, another tafkid is that the nay chadoshim are mamting the gvurot over there. Now the only question is, why do we have Leia? Like we said, the Chitzonim don't take from the Panim; they only take from the Achuraim. So why is the Achuraim sticking out? Why couldn't the Achuraim be like Rachel, back to back with Zah, to cover over? Really want protection?
Well, because fort back to Panim to back is better zivug than Ach Be'ach.
No, we're not interested in the zivug right now. We're interested in the. If that's so, then Rachel also should be like that as well.
It can't. What do you mean?
Why?
We need the Alice Ma,
Hashem could have made it.
No?
Exactly, Hashem could do anything.
Alright.
So the answer is, the Mufashim asked this question, and the answer is that. If we don't get any Yenika for the Achorayim, for the Chitzonim, what's going to happen to them?
There won't be any
authority. We won't be here. And we won't be here.
Won't be
here. Exactly. So therefore, we have to give them a little bit. So we give them a little bit of Leah.
Of Leah? No,
but Leah
is covered by Kotel Yisrael, I don't understand.
No, but not completely. Understand? That in order to get the perfect situation would be achter ach.
Yes.
Achteran, she's completely covered, right? If you were to put hair, you know, the hair is not completely covering, you know, the spaces between the hair. I'm saying you meichish from what we see in this world that hair is not a very good covering. You know what I mean? It's definitely not a very good cover. As the kids, so the reason why her back is sticking out is in order to give. This is what the base Lechem Yehuda says. In order to give a chitzonim a chance to be yonic a little bit.
So why not Rachel?
Rochel is the Akeas Abayis. We don't want any that's very precious to us, so we try to protect her. We stick her in the box.
Rochel is Arbeach?
Huh?
Rochel is Arbeach?
Arbeach, yeah. Leah put in the front.
It's funny the way
she's
in the box. What do you mean? She's at the back of the road. The Esav is coming in, right? We want to. All the avoiders by Rachel, the Maaseh, she said, Ketana, Nekudu Ketana, Bachatzoi, so we bring her up, we build her up.
So you said, the Emet, the Chitim, a little bit, Yonkim from Leah.
That's right. Yeah, in order to keep the goal. Letzor Gavo, he says, Letzor Gavo.
But he says, Lefichach, En Achitim Sholtim, Bachoreo.
Yeah. But we know that's not true, because at the end of the day, she's Achoraim sticking out.
That means not shorting too much.
That's right.
Yeah,
not too much.
Yeah. Again, well, the code, the rule of thumb is not to take everything literal, because we find a lot of steals in the Arizal if you go that way. Mm. You know, so you have to understand the bigger picture, understand other sugyas, and you put them together. That's a new Sami Arizal. V'zeh atam shebesefer Zohar korim Leah Alma de Akasia. We see this all in the Svar. What does that mean, Alma? It's Cassia. What does that mean? Aval Rochel Yotze Acher Siu Makesa Zah Haze Mechos Velemata Nika Alma Disgalia. Now we know what it means, Boshe, because Leah, she's completely covered over with the hair. But the Kot Tzara ends by the Chaz, and therefore she's more or less, Rachel is more or less Mugulim. Another pchat. I think a lot of the details, a lot of information over here. The where's the keser the rochel? The keser the rochel is gufa mami. There's a nayin chadoshin. They go down to the chazan. Or is it tovim tam? Lama beidros lo niska rak nukva de tate rochel. We only mention about Rachel, the nafik miben tchei droim de achoreza, aber leia hi alma de ikasya kiniska lo niska, ki hi klula nechsheves bichlolot kese de Rachel. Ki ilu hi atz manasis bichines kese de Rachel lesiva niska. So the two bichines here, not only is the nai chadoshim, this chivati making the keser de Rachel, also Leah. Leah is also part and parcel of the case of the keser de Rachel. And why don't we mention Leah? Again, right? Because Leah is Alma de Kasia. Yes. And Rachel is Alma de Isgalia.
Yeah. It's a
very big keser.
Rachel turned to be keser de Leo.
No,
Leah's keser,
the
Rachel.
The whole of
Leah
is like the keser.
Yeah, it's a huge keser. Yeah, it's huge, absolutely huge. Over one perek of tvuna is the size of the whole part of the zah.
One perek
tvuna.
Yeah. So that what's coming down?
One perek of
shlish tachton of tiferes the tvuna. It's coming down on top of his head, and the Netzach Hod Yesod is coming in the back of his head. So that Shlish Tif Eretz is the size of the whole entire Zah. That's how big Tvuna is compared to Zah. It's huge. Or b'zei tav imma she'amarnu Chazal she'amra yareach lifnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, famous Mama Chazal. Riboinu shelo ilom I efter shnei melochim she'shtamshu bekesa echad. It's impossible. The tying into the Shemesh, we're sharing the same keser. Therefore, the Yireh got smaller. Now that's a pipshat. Now what is it? Not a pipshat. Well, it's really a pipshat, but a pisso we have pshat. Pirush ki hinei atifer tefuno hu beat megodol v'nitzarech v'nasi mimeno naya chadoshim k'niska. It's very big, and its length is it makes a new naya chadoshim. V'siyumamum kesed derocha nikat levana v'yareach. The keser, which that the nai chadoshim makes the keser of the levana of rachem. Ba'ofen ki tiferes detvuna nase b'tchilos a keser leza u'sofor keser l'nukva derocha. Understand? So the nai chadoshim are the keser for both the keser of za and the keser of rachem. Za's connected to shemitz. Nukvah's keneged, Rachel's keneged the Yareach. So she tied it. We're going to share the keser of both. I'm going to share the keser of Nayi Chadoshim with Zah, and therefore, she because of that, she became smaller. Yichab?
With Zah or with Yom Kippur?
Zah.
Zah?
Yeah. באופן כי תיפר זה תבונה נעס את תחילות הכסל לזה או בסוף או כסל נוקבה לרוח תיפר זה אליון is on top of Zah's head. Rach is behind Zah. She's also getting this protection, or she's getting this Nai Chadosh on top of her. It's also a stickle of her stickle of a kesser. So that's two shtei malachim shtamshim
v'kesser. Instead of wearing one hat, two people wearing one hat, sort of.
Yeah.
It's two people and one house, exactly. Yeah.
But it's hinting that at the beginning Rachel was big as
Zah. Yeah.
We don't have this mindset.
Well, she does grow. She does grow. The mindset, she does
not
grow.
The opposite.
The
she was grow and she, and yeah, she was yeah, big
yeah,
and she
yeah,
became.
Yeah. Okay, Adkan Keser. Adkan Keser. Remember, we're talking about the Tzelem here. The Tzelem. What's the Tzelem? Tzelem is Tzadi Lamid Mem, right? And therefore you have three Bechinas coming up from the Tzadi Lamid Mem. Tzadi represents the 90 Bechinas, right? Tzadi is 90. There's a 9 spheres times 10, each one has 10. Therefore that's 9, that's a Tzadi going inside, that's the Pnimius of Zah. And this, besides that, you have another two Bechinas called the Lamid, which is the 30, which is the Chagat of Tvuna. Right? The Tzadi is, what's a Tzadi? Tzadi is the Netzach Hod Yesod. You break that into three pachim, each one. Nice three. And the Netzach is three, Hod is three, and Yesod is three. Right? That's 9 pachim times 10 is 9. That's a Tzadi. So that goes, that's inside. That's the 9 Ayashonim that go inside. That's a Tzadi. Always. The Lamed is the Chagad of Tvuna. Lamed is three spheres. And then the Mem is the Kachbad. Kesef Chochma Bina, Das, that is the Kachbad of Tvuna. So that's the entire Tvuna. The Tzadi, the Nai goes inside. And the Lamed Mem are Makifim. The Lamed is the Makif Chaya, and the Mem is the Makif Yechida. That's what we're going to discuss now.
Of all of Tvuna.
Tvuna.
Nothing to do with that.
What? Yeah. They're connected. The Tzadi of Tvuna goes inside of Zah.
Yeah, but the
Makifim, my Ben definition, cannot. They are the Kachbad and Chagad of Tvuna, which represents the Makifim of Zah. Correct. Ve'ata nivaya b'chinas shlishit, she'em lamed mem letzelem, she'em shnei makifim reisha dezah, she'em b'chinas chetzia elyon letvuna, ve'atashlum chatzia elyon shel tifer sheba, ki misham v'lemartim keser dezah keniska. Right? So half of the shlishit tachton that's representing the tzadi which inside, and the everything which is above, the chagad kachbad of tvuna, that does not go in, that represents the tzadi and lamed. The lamed and then the two makifim. Vine, in yukach, kemoshe d'vav b'zat Hashem she'alamed d'tzelem he is the chagad d'tvuna, v'mem d'tzelem he kachba d'tvuna. V'are nigmu.
We didn't see in the meantime the mem.
It's not. We haven't seen the lamed either. We're just telling you now.
Lamed is this, no?
No. That was just a dogma. The dogma to explain the nahi, the tani, looks like a lamed. It's not the lamed that we're talking about. Tani chadashim looks like a lamed, but it's not the lamed that we're speaking about here.
So, what is tani chadashim?
Tani chadashim is tani. Tiferes Netzach Yisod.
Yeah,
no.
Right. So what are you asking?
That's tzadi.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's the tzadi.
Tzadi on the outside.
That's not the tzadi. The tzadi we're speaking about is the tzadi which goes inside.
Oh, right. Tzadi
Rishoy.
Yeah.
What?
It's not tzadi. All of them.
We don't call that. No. We don't call the Nai Chadoshim. Yeah. We don't call it. Yeah. That's something extra that goes outside. It's a chitzon.
I thought that was the lamed.
No. The four bechinas here. Four bechinas here, right?
Four.
You have the tani of tvuna, rishon go inside. That's what we call that as the tzadi, because it goes into the 9 pachim of zah.
Yes.
Okay. She develops another 9 chadoshim that go outside.
What is it?
That's it. 9 chadoshim. Zo.
Okay.
I mean, you don't need 20 names for everything, right?
No, but finally, that
it looks like a lamed.
Yeah.
Fine, it's all good. It could look like an elephant, whatever. Call it whatever you want. This means the lamed that we speak of. I hear the confusion, right? Besides that, now, we finish with the Nai of Tvuna. We're talking about the Chagat of Tvuna.
Yeah.
That's the lamed.
Chagat of Tvuna, yeah.
Three spheres, Chagat. Lamed is 3, 30. And then the Mem is a Kachma, 4, 40.
Okay.
That's it?
Okay. Well,
how many
spheres does she have in the end?
She has 10 spheres.
What?
She gave 4 of hers over.
That's it. They're gone. Yeah. Okay. V'hine inyanu hukah. Nachamo. Kemo shivah b'zat Hashem she'alam she'etzelem hu b'chil chagat. The lam is the chagat. The mem d'etzelem I kach bo d'tvun. V'arim nigmu eses spheres shela. Eses spheres shela. Nachamo. Omnam alamed einu ela shtei spheres v'chatzi. שהם חסד גבורה וחצי אליון לתפארת התבונה, כי החצי התחתון הוא בכנס קסם, בכנסת עיני חדוש, that's one and part of that. דזה. הנה, אלו המקיפים, now we're talking about the מקיפים, יש להם בכנס אחרס, והם, ברור שהכלים שלהם הם גופה דאימא דתבונה עצמה. There, there's no shaykhis to Zah per se, because the Kalim and the Oiros all belong to her. Well, we'll see about that. What? The Tuna. Not more. I'll read that again. Not exactly, but we'll see. So, who's our Kalim Shalahem and Gufa the Ima the Tuna Atma? But our Oiros Shabatochim and Shutofim. Kine yesh b'em oz makifim de mochim de zam mamish v'gam yesh imayim b'yachad oz de tvun atzma. So the makifim, again, you always have to declare two things in Kabbalah. We're talking about the oilers or we're talking about the kelim. Here we're talking about both. The kelim belong mamish completely to tvuna. And the oilers which is inside is a combination of the mochim de zam and the mochim of tvuna. Now, yes, bichnaches bekeser, mashi ein ken b'makifim. Now, remember, we talked about the keser, and here we're talking about the makifim.
So, now we're talking about the makifim of za, and the makifim of za are built with be'emes makifim de za, and oros pninim the dvuno, which are going to be used as makifim de za.
No, we just did a lotion that the makifim the za represents. What are they? The kelim are tvunas.
Yes.
Now, inside of those kelim, you have two different types of oilers. Some from tvuna and some from za.
Those from za are oilers, the makifim.
The whole thing is makifim. What do you mean all the makifim? The oilers. Take part and parcel of the makifim. The whole thing is a makif. The kelim are makifim. The oilers are tvuna are makifim.
What do we call this oilers the tvuna if it's makifim the za?
No, there's oilers of tvuna which belong to her, and there's also oilers.
It will be used to be makif.
Za.
Yeah.
How do you fit the ulin?
What? That's a good point. All right. Here. we'll speak about. We'll touch upon that later. If we have some time. But he. Now, come on. Vehine, yes, bichlan zechah bekeser is mashen kibem makifim. He, ki hine hu yored umalvish umachtir sovev ezza keniska. The keser goes around his head. Okay. By the way, you know where the keser is? It's your skull.
That is the skull.
Yeah, the keser is your skull.
Around the brain.
Right. That's right. So when we talk about a keser on top of your head, it's actually your skull on top of your brain. It's your skull. Valkein called the gulgota. Valkein afal pishi b'chinas o makif eino nichnas b'cheshbon amakifim anitzkorim she'ei shehem omdim lemala b'rochem. It's kashi is a keser off should be a makifim, which will be three times makifim, not only two. Teresez v'msham t'yom eino yom amatmeza. Aval keser asovev oz v'kiru v'dibu g'gomo eino nikam makif. Since it's so stuck to the brain, it's all called makif. Now we have bechinas makifim. We don't find makeser. Shemakifim elu yesh betochem gam ken oros de za kiniska leel. Like we said, the shutofim the oros. Lachin nikra makifim de za. That's why the mashachas the za can say I have makifim because he has a shtickle. He has a yachsus to the makifim. Aval keser akeli v'ohu de tvuno. Right. When it comes to the Nai Chadoshi, that's completely to Tvuna. So the Keser really, it's a pump for Ket Meister, right? The Makifim, which are much further from Zah, he can tie that those are my Makifim. The Keser, the Emissary, has no Yaxus to it whatsoever. That's because the Kali belong to Tvuna and the Oz belong to Tvuna.
But it's part of him.
They're not in him. Something which is on part of you. You don't see that. It's, my heart is me.
It discovers part of him.
Oh, okay, if you look at Vabachina, we're talking about Ruchne. It's not Ruchne, which is on top, right? Right? If you to break it down, you'd see the Ima, then your skull belongs to the Ima. You wouldn't say this is my skull, it's Ima's. It's I'm borrowing, if anything.
Does it end up belonging to Zah in the end?
No.
What?
Never.
No.
Not after Tikkun or anything.
What, the Kedah?
Okay, after the Aliyah is showing. Okay, then they grow. Alright. You hear that? The Keser of Zah doesn't belong to Motu. The Makifim much higher do, but they. That's the only reason because they're so close to him. So come to us like this in the skana. These are the three bechinas that we saw. The Bechina Rishona he Mochim Deza. What's a Mochim Deza? Means the Nai Chadosh, the Nai Yeshon, they go inside of Tvun, inside of Zah. What? The Tzadik. The Tzadik goes into Zah, those called the Mochim, right? Means the Oros are his, and the Kelim belong to her. The Keser, the Zah, the Oros, and Kelim, and the Tvun and Bevat. The Keser all belongs to Tvun. And the final bechina is makif. The makif is a keli mehem de tvuna, va'oz em mechubor mishutotiv, mishutofim. Im ha'oz de tvuna, va'oz de zah. There you have a combination of the oz belongs to, therefore it's a little bit of his, a little bit of hers as well.
And that's the lamed and the mem put together.
That is, well, they're not.
Both the lamed and the mem.
Yeah.
And then
the third. Yeah.
No, the third.
This applies. Yes.
The third bechina is the lamed and the mem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if we and there's not what why we call Islam just because of three spheres.
Sorry?
Why do we call Islam?
Because it's three spheres, Chagat.
Nothing to do with the Surah Al-Lamed.
No.
You've got the seven makif, the seven spheres which are the makif.
Right.
And that's why it's a Lamed and a Mem. There's 30 and 40.
Whatever, yeah. Four Kenegan Kachbat and three Kenegan Chagat, yeah.
But
Bechlul is
just called
Makif. Makif Chai is called Makif. Makif thing. There's a question from the base of Lechem Yehuda, I should leave you with, that he tainis that it's a bit shvur, because we learned in the previous Prokim that in the Keser, and this is important in the Kavanas, by the Zekifas, where Zekifas, you know, we have four Zekifas, and Kriyas and Zekifas in Amida, all that's connected, the four different Bechinas of Mochim in Zah. Mochim de Zah. So you have Chokhmah, Bina, Chasadim Dadas and Gvul Dadas. Those four Bechinas are not only in the head of Zah, but they're also in the Keser. They're called Shchoshe Amochim. The Shchoshe Amochim are in the Keser. So there is Oilus of Zah in the Keser. So he tell me, what's going on? What is he saying? That the Kelim, the Kelim, the Naichadoshim, the Oilus and the Oilus and the Kelim belong to Tvuna. Not true. We learned the earliest Pakim that Zah also have the his Shorish Amochim are in the Keser.
That's not the
same.
It's
no, so why are you negating? Why are you saying no? Everything's not. Makifim, he has the Shtikla Eurus, he's the Shachistan. When it comes to the Keser,
it always comes from somewhere else. The Shorish always comes from somewhere else.
So answer the question then. What's the difference of Makifim and the Keser? The Keser, we're saying, Zah, you have no Shachar, so, the complete Tufuna. When it comes to the Makifim, yeah, you have Shtikla Oils there, oh, okay, then you have Makifim, you have a Shachar. You can say, those are your Makifim.
The Kalim, the both Kalim, both the Makifim and the Keser, the Kalim completely belongs to Tufuna in both of them.
Yeah.
Where the Shachar is the Oilers.
Yeah.
We're saying that even the in Keser, even the Oilers don't belong to Zah, to any.
That's what we said, but we know it's Nishta Zoy. In Perak Beis, we saw that he has Shrosha. The shoshim of his moichim belong there.
But understand, after all of this, when you've got the pasuf of Zah, yeah, the keser belongs to Zah. That's the keser of Zah.
No,
it's created by something else, but this is his keser. It's not the keser of Dvuno. The keser of Zah is created by Dvuno, whatever, but Be'etzen, that's the keser of Zah. And keser of Zah means that the
it's not nikkunah to him, it's considered
it's like a borrowed show. This is not something you borrowed from Ima. Again, it all belongs to Ima. She's not gonna give away her knife.
And what is the meaning of the parts of Zah, and that's the keter of the parts of Zah? It means that's the ratten of the ganze parts of keter means that the ratten of the,
that's right, exactly.
So we have to say that in the brie of the keter it's done by all of this. Once you got the parts of done, the parts of be like a baby, the baby is done in the tummy of the mummy in a certain way, but then when he's done,
you can say whatever you want, but at the end of the day, it will never belong to him. You can say it's the rotzah, he gets a spark from there, they're stuck to his head, but they never belong to him.
Yeah, but it will never be the keter of. Yeah, but in terms of keter, it will always be more the keter of Zah than keter of Dvuno. It doesn't start to be keter of Dvuno.
No, it's her night, it's her life.
Yeah, video, yeah.
No.
Once you put a stamp of keter, it has to be keter of Zah or nothing else. It's not the keter of anything else.
It'll never become his.
Yeah.
It's hers.
If you look at it, what do you call it? Is this a Nahi or is it a keter? So it's a Nahi.
Do you understand the kasher? He's saying over here, that this bechina of kesed does not belong to Zah. Both the kelim and the oars belong to night. Finish.
What does it mean to belong? Why the night would have a
kelim? Again, we find a shinoi lotion here, right? Right? By the makifing, he's saying we bow this oil is there, then it belongs to Zah.
Yes.
Here, there's no oil is here.
Here, there's no oil,
it doesn't belong to Zah. Well, 1 second, well, what's the difference? That's the kasha. So he wants to answer like that. The Beis Lechem Yehuda wants to answer. The pshat is the oil is always start off very stark. As they go along. So therefore, in the makifing, there's still nikkur. But as soon as they come lower and lower, they become and therefore they become bottled to whatever is more stark than that. So since in
they can't be battled to the chokhma, the keter will never be battled to zah.
You mean the keter? The other way around. The we're talking about the chabad.
Yeah.
The oils of chabad are in the keter of tuna.
Yeah.
Right. But those oilers are so schwach that they're not nicker at all. All you see really is the oilers of tfuna.
The oilers of
tfuna. Of tfuna, right? It's her oilers in that keser. Of the nahi. Of the nahi. Right? Her nahi is there.
Are you talking about the makifin or the keser?
No, I'm talking about the keser.
Okay. The keser.
Let's talk about the makifin. As the makifin.
Okay. It's the best.
Okay, the keser. Let's continue the keser. So as the oils came down, they became pochot v'hoilach. That means the oils of Zah coming into the keser are so minimal, they're not nikkur. That's why the Rav says is that it's more nikkur. The oils of tfuna and the keli of tfuna overwhelm or bottle mavuto. Therefore, everything is bottle mavuto. Therefore, it's considered as eino. Masha Enkin, the higher bechinas, there's more starker auras of Zah over there, because they haven't been might yet, and therefore they share a place with the auras of Tfuna.
Yeah, but I thought the question was that Chabad de Zah was treated by Taniyat Arishunim.
The Chabad, no, it's not created. No, we never said
Chabad de Zah. What is the Naya Chabad Arishunim?
Oh, the Naya, the Tzadi. It's bringing it down, not created, it's bringing it down. It's the elevator, right?
Oh.
It's just the Kalim, and then has the Morchim from above, and it's schlepping it all the way down.
So, why do we say that the Chokhmah is Shoyr Shobeketzer? That was the question. And on this, you don't answer, I think, no?
What do you mean?
The question was the Chokhmah, we said two Shorashim for Morchim Deza. One is Naya Chodashim, elevator, like
right,
this, yeah?
Yeah.
And we got another Mekor that everything are in the Shirash of Keter.
Yeah.
No, it can't be in the Shirash of Keter. It's already before Shirash of, before the Keter appears, you have already the Moichin Deza through the Naya Rishonim.
Which is Keter Deza?
Before you get the Keter,
right, the Moichim come off from Afsak Da'ak, right, they come from a very high area,
yeah.
Right,
so they have already Moichim before Keter, having Keter,
right,
and we say that the Shirash HaMoichim is in Keter,
right, yes.
That was the question, wasn't that the question?
No, that wasn't the question, exactly.
Back to front, should be the
Keter
going first and then the
Tzadi? No, it's not like this. Keter comes at the end, and
because how can the Shirash coming afterwards?
Yeah, that's the question. You can't have a keser without having a person. Or, you know what? That's the keser of the melech. Who's the melech? We don't know.
No, that's not a problem.
At least here we see that we have all the 9 spheres, and then you've got the keser. Am I right?
Yeah, first you come in with the smaller bechinas first.
And then you put the keser.
And then you put the keser on.
But then you can't say the small bechinas shoshim the keser.
Why not? The shoshim belong to Afsak Da'ak. They're much, much higher.
The keser is always there. The clear keser of Zah is always there, otherwise he'd be headless.
Where then?
In Zah. Zah's got all his kelim.
No, not
the keser.
I thought as well we were talking about the creation of Zah.
No, the creation of Zah is going to be the next. The Isha Iburim Zashem when we get there. That's
what
exactly.
So what is this?
What are you asking me? Are you asking the one the same question?
What are we talking about today?
today we talked about creating the Kesev Zah. Where is the Shosh? We know actually, the Paragimel, we spoke about creation of Zah, which is the Tani, which is the Nai Chadoshim of Tfuna. Okay? Today we spoke about how far it goes. And why is it positioned in the back one?
Yeah, front? No, the tzaddik goes with
the
That's a Nayah Chadoshim.
And the tzaddik is Nayah Rishonim.
Nayah Rishonim, that's right. That goes inside the Pnimis.
What is inside the Pnimis? To create the Kelim of Mochin or to create the Mochin?
No. The Mochin, the Kelim he has already. He's born with Kelim.
Oh, that's what I said, yeah.
He's born with Kelim. So born with the Vak.
Is just
he's born with six spheres. Born with Vak. Now, in order to make a godless stage, in order to grow him into 10 spheres,
yeah.
Maybe these are some of the shirim that you missed. You need another three spheres. So that is created without going into all the details.
Yeah,
by this moichim, by this kelim of the tvuna.
Yeah.
He has a head. But
that's
head,
one part. That head is we didn't go into that today. That wasn't the discussion.
The head.
Of course he has a head. Yeah. A baby doesn't have a head. A baby is tiny. Ibo always have a head.
Yeah, but that's
the vacuum. That's called the vacuum. Tlat, right? He's, that's right. The baby comes out of his head between his two. So that's a nahi which is coming over the chagas, right?
That's it is home. And now with the nahi rishonim of
Tuna,
he is getting three rishonim.
That's right.
Uyrois.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a steal in the Rav exactly how
and
exactly technically, yeah.
And afterwards he gets the Kesef.
After he gets the Kesef, right.
Yeah, and the question is...
That's the Nai Chadoshim, right? First she has to give over the Nai Yishonim, she loses the Nai, and then she gets the Nai Chadoshim.
No, opposite.
So she gives it a Nai Yishonim.
Yeah.
Right?
And that makes the six goes to nine.
Six goes to nine. And then he needs the Kesef, she needs a new Nai Chadoshim.
Which would be
the Kesef. That's her.
But then you can't say that the name.
That's why you have to say that the Nahi belongs to Tevun the whole time. Because if it belongs to Kesef, then she's lost her Nahi.
What was the whole point of that? Of course, obviously, right? It belongs to. That's why we say the Kesef doesn't belong to him whatsoever.
That's why Kesef belongs to him.
But the Kasha was, the Makifim as well, the same situation with the Makifim. The Makifim, the Kelim belonged to her.
Yeah.
The oilers belong to her. She has a little bit of oilers there.
Yeah, oilers is different. You can share oilers, but you can't share kelim.
Yeah, but in the Kesser, he also has oilers. He has the shoshim of his chabad in the Kesser.
That's
the kashi, you understand?
Yeah, that's
the kashi. You understand? So, my dog, what's the difference? My ula hai me hai. You're saying by the makifim, that's his makifim, because he has oilers in the makifim. In the Kesser, Yitani, he has nothing there. And therefore, his Kesser doesn't belong to him. But it's not true. He has the Shosh of his Morchim are there.
Yeah, the Oyrus inside. But not Kalim.
I'm not talking about Kalim. Kalim always belongs. Inside the Makifi, inside the Kesser. Always. The Makifi. Always belong to Tfuna. The Makifim, the Kelim of the Makifim belong to Tfuna.
Yeah,
the Makifim of the Kesef belong to Tfuna.
So the
Chilek
must be in the
Oilers. And the Chilek must be in the Oilers. Teretz is that the Oilers are much veinig in the Kesef than they are in the Makifim, and therefore the bottom of Mavutu. So there's another Kesef which I'm not going to say because
maybe it looks more like the Oilers of the Nahi of Tfuna than it does the Oilers of the Kesef of Zah.
Did I get that one?
These Oilers which you see in the Kesef of Zah.
Yeah.
It looks more like, if you look at it, say, hey,
the bottom of Voto.
Yeah, if you look at it, you say, hey, that's the Oiris of Nahi of Tumun.
That's right, the bottom.
It looks more like.
Yeah. The only kasha is that if the Oiris are nicked inside of Zah, so why are they not nicked in the Sholosh then? The way we're saying is that they're porches for hoyrich, right? They're very stark in the makifim. They fizzle out by the. Then they should fizzle out even more so inside the. Inside the goof. What?
Because the ore of Kesser is too strong and it's covered them.
The ore of Kesser, you're telling me, the ore of Kesser is
too strong and it's covered the Shir Sheh Achabad. You said this, no?
Yeah. Okay, good. So hopefully that was a little bit insightful. Perek, and essentially next time we'll be learning Shai Bu and we're discussing how Zah is born. Wow. So it's the Ein Mukta Mucha in the.
Are you sure we did?
Sorry? Yeah.
It's going back,
please. Okay.
No, it's just the time.